right, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy. This is Tyler over at Cardiff. Is Steven available by chance?
Hold on. Let me see if I can find him.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi. Steve has not arrived yet. His car's not in there. Can I help you?
Yeah, actually, I think I spoke with you, Andy, about 3 weeks ago, actually. We had extended an offer here for some equipment and working capital. You guys had a project here that kind of got pushed back a month, and by my notes, it's looking like that project should be starting up here soon. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the company.
We're kind of getting pretty close to pulling the trigger on it here. But refresh me here a couple things now, because we get calls like almost hourly on finance things. What I don't recall is what your basic programs are. Are you on daily or weekly payment? Are you one of those kind of groups, or
we do daily, weekly, and monthly. You actually kind of get to pick the structure there on as to how
we
you want.
We have no interest in daily or weekly. That's why would we?
Yeah, and on the equipment side, it's only monthly that we do. So, I know you guys were looking in my notes. It was looking like you guys were going to be doing two purchases, that were going to be around $120K.
The one that I've got that's coming in right now, we got about $50,000 for some stuff we got to build internally, so that'd be a working capital thing, and then we've got about $45,000 I think in equipment, maybe, and depending we're looking, we may have to add a second piece, so it may be $100,000 in equipment. But right now we have an offer from bank financing offer at less than 5% interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where your guys' rates come in, but if it's going to be more than that, then we're going to have to go with the bank, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Was that on the
that's on
the
equipment
rate
there, on
the
equipment,
on the equipment
side of thing. Yeah, they're still working on coming up with a rate on the working capital side.
I see. Yeah, on the equipment, I mean, we're usually working in the mid-single digits there to start, and then it's more heavily based on your credit, so the better that looks on paper with the business, obviously the better programs that you are going to qualify for. So, yeah, we are working in probably that, like, anywhere from that probably 4 to 6 range starting, and then, like I said, it's just basically based more on your credit. As far as the capital goes, what was it that you were going to be needing the working capital for? Was that
we actually build the we're a plastic injection molding company.
Yeah.
And,
uh-huh.
and the machines are off the shelf, but the molds that go in them we have to construct.
Uh-huh.
So we purchase components from various and sundry vendors and assemble them all and do a lot of machine work in our own shop.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you do
so
aluminum tooling there, or is
it's actually hardened steel tooling. It's
hardened
all,
steel?
All,
okay.
Yeah, top. We only do the highest quality molds. And
I see.
We do stuff that runs for years and years and years.
Okay.
Like the deal I'm working on right now has a initial 3-year contract.
I gotcha.
And so we try to price everything in and try to finance it so after the, we pay everything off in the first 3 years, and after that if the customer goes away after that, we didn't lose anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't, which usually they don't, we've got customers who've been with us for more than 10 years on projects and stuff. So, after the first 3 years, then it just it's more gravy.
Yeah. No. I did a big marketing project here for a molding company out here in San Diego, actually, and it's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty brutal industry that you guys are in. Everyone does the same thing. Everyone claims, it's the machines there are not cheap. It's
unfortunately, it's a very capital intensive business.
In every
part of it, and it's unless you're making, you know, what we do is we're generally making millions and millions of parts, and so like the one project we're working on right now, it'll make 4 million parts a year for, you know, for a lot of years now.
How big is your facility out there?
Well, we're actually in 22,000 feet right now, but we're just negotiating on a new building, trying to move into 40,000.
Wow, that is...
We're sustaining about a 16% annual growth rate for our company. And
that's extremely impressive in that industry.
We're outperforming the industry by twice.
Yeah.
You know what the general industry is doing, and we're doing that, and you know, across the board, and our ratios are better. Everything's better.
Mm-hmm.
We run a lights out operation where we only have people in the plant for about 10 hours a day, mm-hmm. but the plant runs 24 hours. And so we've got a lot of automation, a lot of stuff where the machines shut themselves down if something goes wrong, and they do all kinds of stuff. And we're only increasing that. We're looking at right now at putting vision inspection systems on all of our equipment, and even looking at robotic box handling, so we don't have so we can do more with less and keep the plant.
Yeah,
we have 29 molding machines right now, and the one I need to order, and then I've got two or three more projects that are slated for beginning, you know, early next year, that are all looking like they're going to come through. So we got a lot of activity, and
for election year, it doesn't sound like you guys are slowing down at all.
Yeah, we're not hurting very much. I had to quote a job. A couple days ago, and I quoted it super high because they don't want it, because we can't actually do it.
I see.
And we're so busy. Our tooling facility is sold out through probably the first quarter of next year.
Wow.
With everything we can get through there with the staff we have, and so it's crazy.
Is that why you guys are looking for a bigger facility? Just to
because we have some potential for. We have one job potential that would be if we took it and if we agreed we should take it and could get it, it would be nearly a 25% increase for us and that's the company's very interested in our product. We're producing a improved mousetrap. Not as a mousetrap necessarily, but as a cap, where we're making a cap that's we make bottle caps. You know, it's much greener, 100% recyclable, better seal, so it increases the product. It has improvement for product longevity. It's better moisture and oxygen barriers in the cap than is standard in the industry, and so it's something that's getting a lot of attraction, and we have at the same time there's a better seal, so we're getting interest in places where customers have difficult to seal stuff and where they've got problems with, you know, water vapor and stuff. So there's a lot of excitement going on and expanding stuff with our existing customers and with new customers coming.
Yeah, it's cool to hear that you guys are going that route, because the few of the companies that I worked with out here, they had the same repeating customers for the last like 25 years. They didn't want to change up anything, and you could tell they were quickly just falling behind, barely scraping it out.
If you're not growing and you're not being aggressive, you're dying. That's
I 100% agree. Have you guys
grow or shrink? You know, it's too
obvious. Exactly. Are you guys at all involved in the medical side there? Because I know regulations on that.
We do some caps in there. That industry is beat down really, really. It's even worse than the food industry now in pricing. But we do a lot of stuff into laboratory stuff where we're actually making. About, let's see, it's 8, it's 2 million parts a month into laboratory testing stuff right at the moment that's going to for in a DNA testing things where they've got mm-hmm. it, where they're using our seal because we provide a seal that they haven't been able to get in a linerless style cap, and they can't use a traditional liner because stuff can get caught underneath it, and then with DNA testing, of course, cleanliness is everything.
Oh yeah.
And since our cap provides a seal, but is also it's a one piece cap, which it's a blended. We have two different materials that bond together in the cap to make a one piece thing that we can do at a pretty competitive rate.
Mm-hmm.
And can be sterilized in any method of sterilization, from steam to radiation.
Wow.
and solves problems. You know, there are specific issues with taking stuff to altitude and then back down with it leaking at altitude, because you know, obviously,
yeah,
reductions of. We passed tests to they were able to get certified actually with our cap to pass whatever that the test to like 40,000 feet and back down or something like that with no leaks.
Yeah,
which is very hard to do in the industry, and not many people have been able to get there. But our cap allowed the customer we're shipping these parts to get that certification.
Yeah,
there's we just tripled our capacity for them actually this year. We were only doing 800,000 a month here for the last few years, and they've decided to expand and use our cap across their line, and so they were just using it in the higher end caps that mm-hmm. they sell, and now they're moving it down to the next zone of stuff because the demand is there, and it's and we added a size and doubled the capacity for the size we've been doing.
Yeah.
And then we're looking at, we have two or three other projects with them that we're looking at. So it's
wow.
You know, it's a lot of yeah. lot of going here to us, you know. So
I will say this, I mean, with the amount of projects it looks like you already have and the amount that you're looking to take on, one of the kind of the best features here about our programs here, especially on the capital side, is it is a renewable source of funds.
Right.
So we do allow, it's, you know, the capital is usually a little bit shorter of a term compared to equipment.
Sure.
But usually right around halfway through that, as long as you've been making your payments and we don't see you as a risk, we usually you're able to refinance and get options to better programs, lower rates.
Right.
And you get access to more capital too. So if you're constantly getting these projects where you're going to be needing more capital, or you might need to bring on another piece of equipment, it's definitely something we can help you out with. And we are able to get you funded usually within 48 hours of the approval. And then, like I said, if there is a case where you do need capital, you just give us a call. You're already in our system, and we're able to get you funded quite quickly. But
right.
I definitely feel like there's a lot of opportunity here that's right around the corner for your business. And if you guys are looking to grow, that's exactly who we look to align ourselves with.
Right.
It's just going to be a matter of the timing of it, and if it benefits the business and it makes sense, by all means,
we can
proceed from there. Have you guys shopped around to anyone else other than the one offer that you had gotten?
Well, we've talked. We've actually financed. For the capital money, no. We have. We're in the process. Of actually, there's so much stuff going on. It's hard to keep track of it all. Because we got a new building, we're looking at changing banks. We're doing all kind of stuff because our personal banker left our bank, and our relationship isn't what it was anymore. And so
yeah.
We're looking at moving into a different bank and some improvements in there. And it's just one thing after another. We've done financing for equipment. Equipment financing is super easy. And we've done
very
a lot of that
with
various people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing all kinds of different things. But the biggest thing, and the hurdle we keep running into, which obviously slows our ability to grow down, is the financing for the tooling, and that's the capital thing. So
yeah,
it looks, I'm just pulling back up my last email I got from you, which was about the end of June, was that? I think I got a couple of them. But anyway, I've got one for you from the end of June where you guys had looked at, I don't know if we'd sent you stuff to, you looked at us then, or?
I got a call record here. It looks like I called you guys here like right at the end of June, and then I believe I touched base mid-July. And when I had spoke to you guys, I'm not sure which project it was, but I believe I had spoken to Steven, and he said something about how it got put on hold or it got pushed back another month, something about some internal problems with the company that you guys were working with.
That's one of the things that happens. You know, we actually have one project right now where the customer is funding the tooling, and we got halfway through, and they said, stop, don't do anything. And now we've been waiting for like weeks for them to they may want to make a change, which of course we're halfway into building a $160,000 tool that they're paying for, we're way further in that than we can do much.
Yeah.
About, you know, but when you know it's really weird when they start making changes, you get kind of stuck with, you know, their problems then suddenly become ours, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, but anyway, I got the application here, so I can take this to my controller CFO person here and have them look at that and see what we can send over to you. As a matter of fact, it's good timing because we just got updated stuff here the last couple of days from our CPA who's been working on our stuff. So
okay,
I can get them to work on putting this thing together and we'll send something over and see what we can do.
Yeah, the email there, is it the summary of the offer, or is it the one with the three things that we would need as far as the approval process goes? Do you have it there in front of you by chance?
I'm just looking at it here right now, and what I'm seeing.
Hello.
Hello? Need to move forward. A one-page app, minimum 6 months bank statements, recent tax return, equipment.
Andy, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
If you can hear me, I think our reception just got lost. I'll give you a call back right now.
Okay.